Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation, and WebEx, the global leader in on-demand collaborative applications.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, it's Jennifer Jones with Marketing Voices, and today with me on the show I have Charles Pizzo, who's a guru of online communications and a 20-year communications veteran and former chairman of the board of the International Association of Business Communications. And what he and I are going to be talking about today is what you do when you've been smeared by some blogs. So I've never gotten into this topic on Marketing Voices, but we're going to have a good discussion on it. And Charles is a well-known expert on this topic. So Charles, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's really an exciting topic because I think for a lot of marketers, they don't realize the impact that cyber smearing or that people who are disgruntled, unhappy, complaining about their product, the damage that they can do to a brand. And I think it's a serious issue, one that people need to pay attention to, because today, really and truly, the rules have changed such that anybody with a computer can become a tabloid publisher.
So, Charles, what tips do you have to fight back with this sort of thing when people do try to smear you?
Well, I think that there's a lot of things that people have to do. First and foremost, I think for marketers, is they have to engage their communication staff in some form of process to track and identify what is being said about their company. Setting up an online monitoring system is perhaps the most important thing, and it's probably one of the trickiest. There's a number of commercial services out there that will do this for you. You could perform a search on the monitoring online, monitoring reputation, and you'll come up with a dizzying array of sources, and really each individual marketer will have to analyze each one and pick the one that's right for them. There's also a free service called Monitor This, one word, that can help companies find out what's out there. It's not an easy process to do it yourself, but it's possible using systems like alerts from Google News or Yahoo, et cetera. The main thing that companies have to do is to set up a system to develop radar, and using that radar, hopefully inoculate their reputations by putting information back into the blogosphere and back into the media online that sort of negates or refutes the negative information that's out there. Some people have accomplished this by using what I call sub-sites or alternate sites. When the Poland Springs Water was attacked a few years ago, it set up a site called The Truth About Poland Springs. There were a number of Truth About sites that suddenly popped up. Coca-Cola Corporation posted a myths and rumors site in its net newsroom, in its area for media and press, to dispel these rumors. The search engines are very revealing about your product and its reputation. You know, a lot of companies, it's funny because there's been a lot of studies that show that 3/4 of companies are not monitoring on a daily basis. An example that I've always enjoyed, unfortunately at the expense of the U-Haul company, is when at one point in time when you punched in the word U-Haul into a search engine, what came up first was a whole bunch of complaints about U-Haul. U-Haul sucks, U-Haul was ineffective, U-Haul didn't work, and the actual site for U-Haul appeared lower in the search results. And so for a lot of people, there's a report out there called Search is Brand, which talks about the fact that when people do searches, what they find are the results they get in the first 7 to 10, the first 3 to 7 results they get on a web search page is how they make a quick analysis of your company, you know, and if the negative information comes up before the positive or factual information, that is definitely going to skew the perception out there. So I always tell people they need to have a search engine optimization program to ensure that their message comes up first. And some people do this, go beyond this by doing an online environment optimization, which basically means they put more content out there and additional websites out there to give factual information so that that changes or impacts the search engine results so that more positive or correct or accurate information comes up first.
So I've been talking to Charles Pizzo, who's a guru of online communications, and we've been talking about what to do when you've been smeared by bloggers. So until next week, for all my listeners, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.